Good morning and welcome to another episode of Sleepy Soapbox, sponsored by Anchor. You can also find Sleepy Soapbox on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Tinks Accessories. This is the episode that mysteriously didn't get recorded, so if you see it twice, it's the second one that's the actual story. For those of you who have been like listening to the podcast, I do appreciate you. The ones that are kind of offended by it or do not like it, I do apologize. And just so you know, you're part of a mass text that goes through. So here we go. As I walk down a dark hallway, I realize I am the only person here. I am all alone in this dark place. How do I get out? I begin to yell, but no sound comes from my mouth. A figure shows up at the end of a hallway. I am scared to proceed. I turn back the other way, only to find myself looking into a full-size mirror. Every move I make, my reflection follows. I turn back around towards the figure, only to see it has gone. I continue walking with caution. I come to a dead end. I can only go right or left. I look both ways. They are both dark. I decide to turn left. As I start to walk down the new hallway, I am feeling the wall, trying to find a door I can go into. But there are no doors. I glance behind me to see if I could see anything. There my heart stops. The figure is only feet away from me. I turn and run. The hallway seems so long. I glance behind me again. The figure is still only feet away. I continue to run, only to realize I'm not moving. The figure grabs my hand as I look down. The hand disappears. I begin to move. I run into a window. I look outside, only to see complete darkness. I try to yell again, but still no sound comes from my mouth. I begin to cry, but only for a moment. I start to think I can and will find a way to leave this dark place. I follow the wall up a set of stairs. I'm finally at the top. I can feel cold air and wind brush my face. I walk slowly, trying to find out where I am at. I come to an edge. I look down. I am on the roof. I peer down, trying to see if I can see anything or anyone. I try to yell again. Finally, my voice is there, but no one answers. I lose hope. I am trapped. I turn around to go back into the house. But there is a figure again. It's coming closer. I step back. I fall. I grab the ledge. My hand is slipping. The figure is there, tries to grab my hand, but it's too late. I am already falling. I hit the ground. Everything I feared, everything I felt, hope, and pain is gone. I am numb. I lay there thinking, where am I? What just happened? The dark figure is now standing above me. I am no longer afraid of it. I ask, who are you? It does not answer, but holds out a hand. I take the hand and hold it tight. As I am being pulled up, the dark figure is staring at me, starting to become a light. It starts to take shape. I am fully standing now. As I look myself over, I am wondering how I just survived the fall. I look at the figure next to me, only to realize it was me. I had been running for myself. I was afraid of the person I had become, so I did the only thing I knew to do. I hid myself in a dark place. I stayed there until I was able to face myself. Okay. So, many of us in life have hidden or have actually become like two people. From my personal experience, myself, I've done a lot of running. I've done a lot of hiding. I was afraid to face problems I had, so I covered them up with drugs and alcohol for many, many years. I was afraid to see the person that I really was. Everybody has like two personalities. We are all made up of good and evil. And sometimes one controls the other a little more than one. Like, you can be more evil than good, and you don't want to be that way, so you hide from yourself. I've walked in and out of many people's lives. I've ran away from every situation back in the day that could possibly be bad for me or good for me, either way. But once I found the Lord Jesus Christ, I didn't need to run anymore. I was able to be able to face myself. And I'm still working with those issues, as most people are. But you don't have to run and hide. Once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, He's got you. You don't need to be afraid anymore. You don't need to have that fallen feeling anymore. He's there to catch you. He's your safety net. He brings God into your life so God and the Lord Jesus Christ can protect you. All you have to do is ask Him. You've tried everything else, so why not try Jesus? Why not try God? They are the way, and it will bring the light into your life and then take away the darkness. For Jesus is the light. Well, this has been another episode of Sleepy Soapbox. I am the Minister Sleepy, and I do appreciate you listening to my podcast. Once again, we are sponsored by Anchor, and you can find it on, you can find Sleepy Soapbox on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, King's Accessories. Thank you for listening, and have a very bloody man.